Call it the growth of a new urbanist movement or simply a reaction to the energy and climate crisis, but it's becoming downright unfashionable in some quarters these days to live in the suburbs. But you won't hear Savannah musician Dare Dukes on the Bash the Burbs bandwagon. That's because the California-born singer, songwriter, and novelist grew up in the suburbs near San Jose.
It was the world that I played in a kid. Like, those subdivisions were these, you know, great mud piles to ride your bike through and steal double-headed nails from. And the other thing is, you know, everybody likes to diss the suburbs. You know, it's an easy critique. And usually when they're treated in art, they're usually critiqued for obvious reasons. We all know why the suburbs are, you know, a hideous place. But, you know, any place, I like to find, like, the poetry and the humanity in it.
Dare Dukes lives in one of Savannah's original trolley suburbs. It's now a transitional neighborhood of tightly packed century-old homes. He's relatively new to the South, having moved here a year and a half ago. The first song he wrote in Savannah came after a friend took him to the Sam's Club, just off a highway exit on the city's suburban south side. It was his first visit to such a store.
Things will be different this time. Be no surprises this time.
You're obviously come from a literary background, and so you're telling stories. But when you're telling these stories, you don't actually know what's going on. There's a lot going on. You can tell that there's a lot going on, but you don't really spell it out. And I think Sam's Cathedral is one of those songs.
That's sort of a perfect example of what I was saying about I like to give people and things a fair shake. I had the music to that song for quite a while and decided I wanted to write a song about, you know, my experience at Sam's Club. It's not really my experience, but somebody's, a shopper's experience at Sam's Club. And there's, like, for me, there's an obvious critique there, but I try to do it from kind of a first person's perspective because it's just more interesting to me that way, you know, to have an empathetic response to something like that than a critical one.
Follow the colored lights to freedom from shocks and storms. I made mistakes before, but things will be different this time.
Between San Jose and Savannah, Dare lived for 15 years in New York City, where he wrote an unpublished novel about memory and New York's squatters. So the urban jungle also informs his music, as in the ballad of Darius McCollum about a notorious subway bandit.
West 4th, A train to Borough Hall, transfer. Be still and listen for your gods. Whisper, don't touch emergency brakes unless you've heard.
As a writer, as someone who's spent a good number of years working on a novel, can you explain how writing songs is different from writing a novel?
Well, I've always thought novelistically, and I've always loved novels and big long stories and 4-hour movies and things like that. You know, I can use the music create a sense of breadth and scope. Bakersfield is a perfect example, I think, because there's a lot of, to me, I hear a lot of space in that song. There's more space in songs than time. Novels are very, very much, you know, grounded in time to me, and there's a sense of chronology and all that kind of stuff. And you can play with that to a certain extent, but there's a beginning, middle, and end, and a sense that you're moving through something big. And obviously songs are time too, but I think of them more as kind of a window looking into something.
They said, don't go, nothing in Bakersfield. A hot wind do blow that cracks both heart and field. Through breeze and thread.
Dare Duke's album is called Prettiest Transmitter of All. Right now he's supporting the album with shows across the Southeast. He'll play in Savannah tonight at the Sentient Bean Coffee House at 7:30.
San Joaquin.